Williams College hosted a climate change roundtable last night, the focus to come up with strategies to better communicate climate science. Panelists say in a post-fact world, compassion speaks louder than truth. It turns out that bickering about climate change with family members over the dinner table and pursuing social media debates with long-lost high school peers can be easily avoided when scientific facts are substituted with empathy.
Just arguing with people about the facts or about the science is not how you reach them when it comes to changing their mind about climate change. And it turns out that the thing that works is empathy. It's building a human connection.
Jacqueline Gill is an environmental scientist from the University of Maine's Climate Change Institute. She was joined on stage by environmental journalist Andrew Revkin of New York Times.Earth fame, who works on the Warm Regards Climate podcast with Gill. Williams College professors Phoebe Cohen and Nicholas Howe moderated the roundtable. Revkin says the conversation about climate change has grown tenfold thanks to social media, where anyone can have a voice. But he says the problem is people align themselves with similar thinkers and don't listen well to anyone outside their bubble.
The hardest thing was having a conversation with someone where you're not simply waiting for your next moment to talk. You know, this where it's not really a conversation. You're not actually listening. You're just waiting for your moment to respond. And that takes there's a discipline there and a pullback that has to happen to really listen.
To be clear, the roundtable, part of Williams College's full year study into confronting climate change, was discussed by environmental scientists and advocates in an academic auditorium surrounded by undergrads in a blue state. In other words, there wasn't much of the denial that is popular in other parts of the country. Panelists admit the roundtable was not a very diverse place to discuss climate change issues, but they strategized with students on how to best show a person's civic responsibility to the issue, which Revkin says can be difficult.
This is not just about like us versus them. This is an issue that is one of those wallpapery phenomena that's stuck in the statistical goo.
To overcome that problem, Gill suggests mixing theater tools with science to gain empathy from audiences. Revkin says the arts and sciences need to work hand in hand to tackle the conversation.
If you're not test driving these things, if the arts aren't engaged, and if scientists aren't helping and working with them, then there's missed opportunities, I think, for sure.
Gill says people think they need to be armed with science knowledge, but
it doesn't actually matter what the data are. It doesn't matter what the facts are. That if you can make a human connection with the person that you're talking to, that's the leverage, right? And so it's not, you don't have to have a conversation about the IPCC or about, you know, carbon tax. Have a conversation about fly fishing, right? So when you talk about climate change, it can be about building houses for Habitat for Humanity. But you're really talking about climate change, right? Or it could be about your child's asthma, right?
Gill says the Trump administration's proposal to cut climate science funding is actually starting a national conversation about how science is funded in the first place.
I think we have good data too from polling, even, that just shows that the number of people who are aware of the problem or concerned about the problem of climate change is increasing through time. It's certainly, I think it's growing on folks' consciousness.
Gill says the conflict is empowering people to confront the issue in new ways. The roundtable is part of an educational climate change effort launched by Williams College after a call by alumni, students, and staff for the college to fully divest its endowment from fossil fuel companies. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.